We've all heard the sound of a clock. Have you ever stopped to think about what it means? There are two fixed points in your life, birth and death. And what happens in between, that's under your control. It's the only thing under your control.
It ain't important how long you live, what's important is how you live. If you're at a crossroads in your life and there's something that you really want to do but don't, something that you keep putting off because you're going to do it someday, please know this. The road to someday leads to a place called nowhere. You've got to risk everything. You've got to put it all on the line.
Life is a fight for territory. And once you start fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. And so it's a fight, it's a challenge in life, every day. And what we have to do is embrace it. What we have to do is see it as a project to be worked on. I read something once that I live by, said in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
Your life is your life, and you have the right to live it the best way you can. You must discipline yourself and take full control and responsibility for the outcome or whatever it is that you are seeking at this moment.
Time is the greatest enemy. You think it is infidelity. The greatest enemy. You think it is finances. You think it is in-laws. You think it is differences. No, no, no. It is time.
So many people in the world take life for granted instead of realizing that you have to take the opportunity to live it the best way you know how.
It's been said that time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back.
The price you will pay, the suffering you will go through to make your dream come true is incredibly small, infinitely smaller than the price you will pay if you never do. You'll pay that one the rest of your life. And so ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay?
And every day, $86,400 is put into it. And at the end of the day, the account refreshes and all the money is gone. Now tell me, what would you do? You're going to take out every dollar, you're going to spend it while you can. You're going to use it all up, and don't leave anything in there at the end of the day. Well, guess what? We get 86,400 seconds every day. So I want you to do the exact same thing. Use the time. So at the end of the day, you don't feel like you've wasted a second.
We only have so much real estate in our minds and our hearts. We only have so much bandwidth in our mental capacity. And the more distractions, the more delusions, the more negativity that we allow to take up real estate in our hearts and in our minds, the less energy we have to fulfill the call, to fulfill destiny, to manifest the idea. Everything that you think about, that you meditate on, everything that has to your attention has to be worth your time.
Because at the end of the day, identity and values drive behavior. So if you want to make a change, you have to change your vision of who you are. You have to begin telling yourself a different narrative. And the narrative you tell yourself about yourself is everything.
It ain't going nowhere. But if you go after the fight, if you approach the challenge, you have a much better chance of winning. This the fight of your life, baby. Are you hearing me? This the fight of your life.
Since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves. We can change what we do.
When you're trying to avoid the pain, when you're trying to avoid the struggle, when you're trying to avoid the hard things in life, you are actively choosing to be average. You are actively choosing to be mediocre. And you are actively choosing to move further away from what you want in life.
So now it's time to navigate and do an appraisal of everything that's in our life, everything and everybody in our life.
Never forget, what comes easy won't last. And the things that last the longest never come easy.
And that's the exact reason why. The harder you work for something, the greater you feel when you achieve it.
Time to do an appraisal and ask them this question. Are you worth my time? If you're not, it's time to unplug. Time to unplug. Time to unplug.
Keep pushing. Keep grinding. Keep going. Because that's when it really counts. When you reach that point that most others would stop, that's when you keep going and engage in positive self-talk, just like the little engine that could. Tell yourself over and over again, I know I can. I know I will. I know I can. I know I will. It's not over until I succeed.
It is time for you to push harder than you've ever pushed in your life. It is time for you to work as hard as you can. I want you to take a look in the mirror. The image in the mirror, that is not who you are. You are greater than the image in the mirror. You walk. You push. You do whatever it takes. You keep working hard. You dig deep. You find a way. You make a way.
The Great Paradox. There is an interesting and important paradox in life that you need to be aware of. It is that if you are an intelligent person, you do everything possible to organize your life in such a way that you minimize and avoid adversity and disappointment. This is a sensible and rational thing to do. All intelligent people, following the path of least resistance to achieve their goals, do everything possible to minimize the number of difficulties and obstacles that they will face in their day activities. Disappointment is inevitable. Yet, in spite of our best efforts, disappointments and adversity are normal and natural, unavoidable parts of life. Benjamin Franklin said that the only things that are inevitable are death and taxes, but every bit of experience shows that disappointment is also inevitable. No matter how well you organize yourself and your activities, you will experience countless disappointments, setbacks, obstacles, and adversity over the course of your life. And the higher and more challenging the goals that you set for yourself, the more disappointment and adversity you will experience. This is the paradox. It is impossible for us to evolve and grow and develop to our full potentials, except to the degree to which we face adversity and learn from it. All of the great lessons of life come as the result of setbacks and temporary defeats, which we have done our utmost to avoid. Adversity, therefore, comes unbidden, in spite of our best efforts. And yet without it, we cannot grow into the kind of people who are capable of scaling the heights and achieving great goals. Adversity is what tests us. Throughout history, great thinkers have reflected on this paradox and have concluded that adversity is the test that you must pass on the path to accomplishing anything worthwhile. Herodotus, the Greek philosopher, said, "Adversity has the effect of drawing out strength and qualities of a man that would have lain dormant in its absence." The very best qualities of strength, courage, character, and persistence are brought out in you when you face your greatest challenges and you respond to them positively and constructively. Everyone faces difficulties every step of the way. The difference between the high achiever and the low achiever is simply that the high achiever utilizes adversity and struggles for growth, while the low achiever allows difficulties and adversity to overwhelm him or her and leave him or her discouraged and dejected. We all have goals that we want to achieve in our lives. These goals may include learning a new language, eating healthier and losing weight, becoming a better parent, saving more money, and so on. It can be easy to assume that the gap between where you are now and where you want to be in the future is caused by a lack of knowledge. This is why we buy courses on how to start a business or how to lose weight fast or how to learn a new language in 3 months. We assume that if we knew about a better strategy, then we would get better results. We believe that a new result requires new knowledge. What I'm starting to realize, however, is that new knowledge does not necessarily drive new results. In fact, learning something new can actually be a waste of time if your goal is to make progress and not simply gain additional knowledge. It all comes down to the difference between learning and practicing. When we practice something, we are involved in the deliberate repetition of a process with the intention of reaching a specific goal. The words deliberate and intention are key here because they define the difference between actively practicing something and passively learning it. Learning something new and practicing something new may seem very similar, but these two methods can have profoundly different results. Here are some additional ways to think about the difference. Let's say your goal is to get stronger and more fit. You can research the best instructions on bench press technique, but the only way to build strength is to practice lifting weights. Let's say your goal is to grow your startup. You can learn about the best way to make a sales pitch, but the only way to actually land customers is to practice making sales calls. Let's say your goal is to write a book. You can talk to a best-selling author about writing, but the only way to become a better writer is to practice publishing consistently. Passive learning creates knowledge. Active practice creates skill. Passive learning can be a crutch that supports inaction. In many cases, learning is actually a way to avoid taking action on the goals and interests that we say are important to us. For example, let's say you want to learn a foreign language. Reading a book on how to learn a foreign language quickly allows you to feel like you're making progress. Hey, I'm figuring out the best way to do this. Of course, you're not actually practicing the action that would deliver your desired outcome, speaking the foreign language. In situations like this one, we often claim that we are preparing or researching the best method, but these rationalizations allow us to feel like we are moving forward when we are merely spinning our wheels. We make the mistake of being in motion rather than taking action. Learning is valuable until it becomes a form of procrastination. Practice is learning, but learning is not practice. Passive learning is not a form of practice because although you gain new knowledge, you are not discovering how to apply that knowledge. Active practice, meanwhile, is one of the greatest forms of learning because the mistakes you make while practicing reveal important insights. Even more important, practice is the only way to make a meaningful contribution with your knowledge. You can watch an online course about how to build a business or read an article about a terrible disaster in a developing nation, but that knowledge is unproductive unless you actually launch your business or donate to those in need. Learning by itself can be valuable for you, but if you want to be valuable to others, then you have to express your knowledge in some way. Practice focuses your energy on the process. Progress is a natural result of staying focused on the process of doing anything. The state of your life right now is a result of the habits and beliefs that you have been practicing each day. When you realize this and begin to direct your focus toward practicing better habits day in and day out, continual progress will be the logical outcome. It is not the things we learn nor the dreams we envision that determines our results, but rather the habits that we practice each day. Fall in love with boredom and focus your energy on the process, not the product. The bottom line, is passive learning useless? Of course not. In many cases, learning for the sake of learning can be a beautiful thing. Not to mention that soaking up new information can help you make more informed decisions when you do decide to take action. That said, the main point of this article is that learning by itself does not lead to progress. We often hide behind information and use learning as an excuse to delay the more difficult and more important choice of actually doing something. Spend less time passively learning and more time actively practicing. Stop thinking and start doing